We're back.
What?
You missed us? We missed y'all.
Roll another blunt.
Bacon tea, nigga.
Okay.
I gotta be honest with y'all. I missed y'all. I was gonna do a podcast
until I got high.
I was gonna get up and talk to y'all ass,
but then I got high.
Now we almost 3 weeks back, and I know why.
Why, man? Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
La da 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 da.
I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
I bet.
I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Yo, this weed.
Because I got high. Because I got high.
That made me forget the podcast, but we back.
I'm gonna go to court before I got high.
We got real shit to do, y'all. Sorry.
I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
That happened to me.
I got high.
That happened to me.
I got high. La, 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 da, da, da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
Ooh. I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high.
Yo, roll up, man.
La, la, da, da, da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, yeah. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
La, 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 da, da.
Love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too,
but then I got high. Now I'm jacking off, and I know why. Yeah, because I got high.
Hey,
go. Because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
Because I got high.
Come on, man. Come on.
Go.
I messed up real quick. We are back! Becky T. Young. Give you up, never gonna let you down.
Never gonna run around and desert you.
Never gonna give you up.
Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
That's how I feel about y'all niggas. I really do love y'all.
Smash Bros.
You just gotta get a vibe. Let's go.
Used to get that work and make it backflip. Some of all the days when I was broken, I had a beat. Had a they tryna hand me. They tryna make my mama proud, now talking penny. I ain't no killer, but I ain't no pussy, don't you tempt me.
Yo! Yo, 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 yeah!
Hey!
Yo, we are motherfucking back in this motherfucking man. Episode 10 of this bitch. Bacon tea. What up, niggas? What up, Bev?
What's going on, fam?
What's chilling with you, man? You don't sound like yourself, babe. I need some energy.
I'm good.
I need some energy, man. We got to get the people what they wanted, man. They've been asking. We are back in this motherfucker, man. What's going on with you, sis? What's going on with you?
Everything is going on. It's going on.
Everything is going on. What the fuck that mean?
Just like that song said earlier, you know, I can answer your questions, but I got high.
Really? You don't even smoke weed like that, man. Cut it out.
Well, I've been not feeling well lately, so it's just been like that. So.
Oh, man, we all are not feeling well, shit. You know what I'm saying? But we are back in this motherfucker, man. This is episode 10, like I said. And, you know, we had a little slow up in the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Was just getting some shit together for y'all, just putting some shit into work for y'all. We got some dope episodes coming up. We got some, you know, some dope content that we're going to deliver to y'all. And we just want to make sure all of that shit was lined up and direct. And also, we don't want to be like these other motherfucker podcasts that every time something dropping in the news, every time something going on social media, we jumping on it. Hey, we going to talk about it. But, you know, we'll pass on everything. Not everything need to be talked about when everybody's talking about it. You feel me? So, what you going to get with us, you going to get that dope shit. So, you know, let's see what we going to get into. Let's get into some current events. It's been a while, so we can touch on some of the shit that probably has been talked about, but we probably not going to talk about it that long. Game of Thrones. My show.
Yeah, he watches a lot more than I do.
My show is over. You know, they finally finished my show. They ended it off this Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And I gotta tell y'all, that shit was fucking horrible. It was horrible. That episode was fucking trash.
It didn't end it the way you expected it to end.
It totally didn't end the way I expected it to
end. But you knew that, what you call it, was going
to
be.
I knew, right. Shout out to my Game of Thrones fan base that, you know, I follow on social media. They kind of threw the conspiracy theory out there early on in the season that Bran the Broken, who is now the king of the Seven Kingdoms, he was, you know, planned this all along to be the king of all of this when all of this was said and done. And when you look at how everything played out, goddamn, this motherfucker really lined everybody up ever since he got pushed out the window and became paralyzed. Like, that shit crazy, bro. That shit crazy, son. That shit crazy.
That just to show you that, you know, Don't underestimate the underdog.
Yeah, I'm relaxed. I'm chilling. I'm not gonna go there.
But like I said, don't underestimate the underdog.
I'm mad. Why the fuck he had to be called the Broken? Like, bad enough I'm in a goddamn wheelchair already. Every time motherfuckers gotta say my name. And this motherfucker ass king, you gotta remind me that I'm in a wheelchair. Word. You know what I'm saying? Long live King Bronn, Bronn Stark the Broken, Master of the Realm, all this other bullshit that they be saying. Like, can we take out the Broken?
What do you think your name would have been?
My name would be
Will the what? Will the what?
My shit would have been like Will of House Will of House Littles, you know what I'm saying? Master of the Weed, you know what I'm saying? Dragon and Dick you know,
what?
Kill, you know what I'm saying? I
didn't even know what you said.
I'm just saying, my shit gonna be fire. My shit gonna be fire.
Could be Will of the Land.
Will of the Land?
Reason why.
Nah, man. That's
no, crazy. Listen, reason why. Because you'll be growing the plants.
Nah, son. Nah, Will of the...
You will be supplying the weed.
Will of the Will of the marijuana, of the house marijuana. You know what I'm saying?
Will of the house of marijuana.
Will of house of marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Word. First of my name. You know what I'm saying? Word. You know, that my shit'll be fire. You know what I'm saying? I have mad weed and dick bitches picking the weed naked in my land. That's what you got to do to live in my land.
The people going to be riding past with their horses was like, that's amazing. He got pigs picking his garden.
Who? What? I got what pig in my garden?
Pigs.
Pigs? Nigga, I got BBW bitches naked with titties out picking weed. Nigga, what the fuck you talking about? What are you talking about, nigga? See these big, beautiful bitches over here, nigga?
They're not going to understand what they're looking at.
First of all, they aren't. Because first of all, there was no black people in Game of Thrones. So I would be the first of my kind.
You said there was no black people?
There was no black people in Game of Thrones.
Yes, it was.
Nigga, there was... The bitch that got her head cut off was black, I guess. Yeah, she was black, I guess.
And the...
Who, Grey Worm? Grey Worm wasn't black. That nigga was Dominican like a motherfucker, bro.
So still,
he ain't black.
So what? He's still ethnic.
So what? He Dominican. He was Dominican like a motherfucker. Side note: if y'all didn't know, the Unsullied was Dominican niggas. If y'all didn't know, if y'all look at all the Unsullied niggas, all them niggas is Dominican, Puerto Rican. That's Unsullied niggas. Them niggas was with the shits. They got their meat paws cut off to just to fight. I don't understand what my meat had to do with fighting. But
wait.
Oh, you didn't know that part?
Wait.
You didn't know that?
They got the meats cut off.
Yeah, that was a part of that's a part of their ritual to be to be a warrior, right? Like the sacrifice, you cut off your shit. But here's the other part.
Wait, you sure wasn't being circumcised?
No.
So they had a male giant?
The eunuch, they call those eunuchs, right? Yeah, they that nigga.
I wouldn't want to be a warrior.
That nigga.
Alright, that's a lot of coming from you.
And you couldn't cry, you had to just be there and be quiet and take that shit. Bottom line is, alright.
How would they Okay.
We talked about all the shit. Let's talk about how the fuck did the motherfucking midget nigga...
Wait a minute.
How the midget get to motherfucking through the catacombs to find his motherfucking sister and brother fucking three rocks under all that motherfucking rock that fell on him at the other episode. Them niggas was crushed by rocks. He found these motherfuckers... He pulled three rocks out and found these motherfuckers dead, still holding each other. They face ain't been crushed. Ain't no bloody looking nothing. They looking like they just laying down on some rocks. Come on, Game of Thrones. Really? Really?
Whoa.
Really? You telling me Cersei ain't deserve to get burnt up by that motherfucking dragon, nigga? You telling me Cersei ain't deserve to get eaten up by that goddamn dragon, bro? That dragon was looking for that bitch, nigga. You telling me that the rocks got her, son? Really, bro? The rocks, bro? That's corny.
And she was pregnant too.
Fuck that baby. That nigga was supposed to fucking get fucking burnt up by a goddamn dragon, bro. She's supposed to go Dracarys, burn that motherfucker. Word. Make a hot pocket, Cersei hot pocket. Let's fucking burn that bitch the fuck up.
I'm done at the hot pocket.
She was supposed to get burnt the fuck up. How the fuck she ain't get burnt the fuck up? And what the fuck, John? And what the fuck? Aspen, what the fuck? You did all that motherfucking work. All that shit. You got betrayed by your friend. You got known to be a bastard. Got thrown into the Night's Watch. Became the leader of the Night's Watch. Realized that the motherfucking Night King was coming. Got betrayed by the Night Watch. Got killed. got brought back to life like Jesus, came back, did all of that, defeated the motherfucking Night King. Well, you didn't do it, your sister did. Find out that you're actually a motherfucking Targaryen, that you can fucking control these goddamn dragons like she can, and you're actually the motherfucking king of the Seven Kingdoms, the rightful heir of the shit. All of this shit, went through all of that, fought, did all of this shit, died, came back to life, mad shit, you know what I'm saying? Just to end up going back to jail at the end of the goddamn show.
But he didn't really go back to jail, did he?
Yeah, he kind of escaped at the end. He kind of like walked out the back door. He came through the front, went out the back, kind of type shit. But really, that's all you get at the end of this motherfucker? And Tyrion gets to survive and be the hand, and your fucking crippled brother who always looking like he's looking in the distance gets to be the king? Some bullshit. Some bullshit.
But are they able to control the dragon?
He's the only one technically. I mean, the dragon, now we find out the dragon is smart and shit. The dragon realized that y'all fighting over the throne. I'm going to burn this motherfucker down. This is what y'all fighting for? Fuck that throne. And melted the goddamn throne down and took the, Danny and flew away. He ain't kill him because he knew the blood or whatever like that. So he ain't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to violate another Targaryen, but nigga, I'm out of here. I killed my mama. And skated off. So, you know, now you just got a dragon roaming around and, you know, decide to do. Man, listen. Y'all left this shit all fucked up, bro. They left this shit all fucked up, my nigga. Like, I don't know, man. For all of the watch hours that you put into this goddamn show, to see how it ends like that, it was like, man. And then I heard somebody said it was going to be a petition for them to rewrite the ending of the show. HBO.
Just leave it the way it is.
HBO looked at them petition and sucked my dick. Fuck out of here.
Y'all watched this crap anyway.
Fuck out of here. Y'all watched all these shit. You can take this bum ass episode and be done with it. You know what I'm saying? You gonna take this and be done with it. And that's just about it. But yeah, man, Game of Thrones, man. Y'all, as much as I love that show, y'all really let us down with that last episode, man. Y'all really was just looking to close the fucking book. And y'all just did anything that, you know, looked like it made a little bit of sense, man. I definitely wasn't feeling that shit. Boo to you niggas. Boo! Stupid. So, yo, real quick, everybody was asking me, what did I think about this Elijah Curry thing? And it's old, so I'm not going to really sit on and talk about this shit too long. What do you think about what she said about wanting the attention from, you know, man, it was a moment, a fleeting moment, she says, as, she, you know, she explains herself after the comment that it was a, you know, moment that she had at a time. That's not how she feels actually now to this day. And it was, you know, an honest moment that she felt that she could share amongst, you know, other women. What do you think as a woman about, you know?
I mean, she shared about what she felt. Was it too honest? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But she expressed, you know, Jada's Red Table, they be sharing their feelings like nobody's business. And I guess she felt comfortable enough to share how she felt about, you know, her husband gets all the attention from women. And she feels the type of way that men don't be looking at her, but I just felt like she closed her eyes to all that. Like, men look at her. Men would say to themselves, oh, I think she's beautiful. But I don't think they're going to come and try to disrespect her because they have respect for her.
I think, and I disagree. I felt like she keeps herself in, or I feel like celebrities keep themselves in a certain level of awareness, okay? I feel like they keep themselves at a certain level of awareness. So somebody like Elijah Curry who says she wants the attention or it doesn't come her way, I'm pretty sure she doesn't look all the way into the 300,000 or 30,000 comments that may be on a post that she may make in, you know, when she's out and about and, you know, things like that. Yeah, you may not carry yourself like these other women, you know, and wear certain things. You may carry yourself in a different manner, but that don't take away from a guy perving out over a female. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, the weirdos are everly running, you know, looking.
Right, but then,
you know what I'm saying?
If you're saying that, but why does she feel like anybody looking at her?
Because I feel like she's not.
As I say, I feel like she closed
herself.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying what pretty much what you're saying. I feel like she doesn't go. She's not looking where it most likely is. You know what I'm saying? Or she's not going to the spaces where it is. Because especially when she is a woman that kind of advocates for women, she's a married woman, I think her fan base doesn't even bring that her way. So that's one. You know what I'm saying? I think she only has a certain fan base that, you know, only maybe, you know, married women or women who you look up to in a certain way, or even, you know, guys who follow her just because they follow her husband. I don't think, like I said, I just think that she doesn't look, not even hard enough. I just think she doesn't.
But why should she look? Because my thing is,
because she wants, she says this is a part of it as an attention that she wants, that she wonders why it's not there. It's
maybe,
not there because you're
maybe
not looking. Does she want it more flamboyant? Like, does she want it more in your face? Does she want it more?
Or maybe she just want maybe compliments.
Gratuitous?
Or maybe compliment, oh, you look beautiful today, miss. You know what I'm saying?
No,
men do that. Men do that.
We all agree that that's not the kind of conversation or compliment that she's looking for. She's looking for the thirst ball shit that most
you
likely.
You really think she meant thirst ball?
Absolutely. She's looking for the thirst ball shit that.
For what?
Steph Curry gets on his side. She's looking at most likely what he may get and receive in inboxes or comments and things like that. She's on the internet. She lurks. She see from Instagram to Twitter to, you know what I'm saying? She sees, you know, comments that may come his way in his inbox, girl shooting a shot, all of the things like that that come away from him being the greatest player in the world.
But what if I said that? What if I said, you know, he gets all the attention, you know, and stuff like that, and Maybe I want a little bit, you know? Maybe we feel some type of way.
So you get people that go deeper and go, well, what is it that Steph's not providing for her? And da-da-da.
I'm sure he calls her beautiful every single
and
day.
I'm not thinking it's that. I'm just thinking just like...
But that's not answering my question.
I think you said, what if it's you?
What if I said what she said?
I can't answer for you. What am I supposed to do with what you said? That's the same thing with Steph. What is he supposed to do about what Anasia says? What is he supposed to do about it? Nothing. I can't go, hey, fellas, go on my girl page and start talking to her on some next shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I supposed to do? Or are you really looking like that for it, you know what I'm saying, to find it?
Right.
Or are you keeping yourself in a bubble so you can have a statement like this to make? You know what I'm saying? Because, like immediately when the comment was made, it's like, oh, yeah, you're going to get bombarded now. Oh, this is the time for the creep squad to come out and wave their flag. Like, you ain't been seeing us comment and saying we are eat your ass since back in the day. We've been telling you we want to face fuck you since. Alasia, why you ain't paying attention to them comments back then? You want to talk about it now? You get, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's been there. It's just that it may not be in the abundance that she may look for. It may not be in the severity in which she might be describing or wanting, maybe. I don't know, because she said that's not what she wants. It's just a honest thought that went through her head as a woman being in the space that she's in, being married to the greatest player in the NBA right now, the greatest shooter in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? It comes with some of that territory, you know? I think, you know, if this was something that is actually a whole concern for her, she should definitely have conversations with women who are in her set shoe, LeBron's wife, Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade's wife, you know, women who've been in that particular shoe, and the good side of it, and the women from the bad side of it.
But I feel like more of that topic with those type of women should be talked about, because it would help. It could help each other, especially older basketball wives with these new ones.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Because it's, first of all, I know that it's not easy being with somebody in the spotlight. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to make sure that yourself is relevant, because you can't just sit home and be at home wife while he's out there playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta make sure that you feel good about yourself,
right?
And that you are doing something not to accomplish something for yourself, to feel great about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just sit there and spend all the money sitting there and watching your kids. That's why I feel like she does what she does, because she don't want to be just a particular basketball. But like Shawnee. Prime example. Shawnee wasn't a sit-home wife.
Mm-hmm.
Shawnee made it happen for herself. And even though it didn't work out between her and Shaq, she still came out on top.
I just feel like this all goes into another topic that, you know, we get into maybe later in another episode, about the power of social media and, you know, the good that comes from that power and the bad that comes from that power. The addiction that is social media, you know, that everybody has a problem. We all have a problem. Social media is, in certain people's lives, can be a disease. You know what I'm saying? And
the thing is, it's a lot of it. My thing is how you handle it, because social media can be helpful. Social media can be dreadful. And it's all how you handle the responsibility of this thing and what you want to take from it. Now, people go on there to check out other people's lives and what they're doing and all the other kind of stuff. We are just like the big brother. We're nosy.
Mm-hmm.
And people are easily fooled by the media.
It's both. We're nosy and we like to tell our business. Regardless, we want somebody to hear us or see us. This is what social media banks on. This is what social media banks on a lot of the time. So, you know, with those three things, you're going to always have somebody that wants to be nosy, somebody that wants to be seen, and somebody that wants to talk. Always. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think with a laser situation, I think that...
Are you saying her name right?
I'm probably saying it all fucked up. Steph Curry wife. I think Steph Curry wife. That's what happened. I fuck your name up more than once. And then you just get a title. Steph Curry wife. I think that situation really went out of control. I think social media really went left with something, you know, that she was just kind of honestly sharing. And then they went to try to diagnose what was going on in her relationship. And yeah, you can't. You're not on those levels. You're not on those levels to do none of that. And people were definitely out there, you know.
Yeah, I think they just blew it out of proportion.
Becoming fake-ass Dr. Phils, trying to think they could tell her what she need to do and how she need to do it or whatever like that. And, of course...
No, when you're on social media, you leave yourself open for people to do that.
You're right. You're absolutely right. When you're a public figure, so you have, you know, that comes with the territory.
Because you can't tell somebody to be quiet or shut up when you put it out there for the world. And the world has a right to comment how they feel, good, bad, or different.
And I just feel like that's a situation that, honestly, not a lot of women can really relate to that, maybe. Can I say that? Because... the situation that she's in is unique. And you don't have a lot of guys who may be in the situation that Steph Curry's in, not even basketball, just in that level of power, mm-hmm. that, you know, that type of attention comes his way, and his wife just kind of plays the side or does her own thing, you know what I'm saying? And that the attention that comes to him doesn't necessarily come to her. You don't get a lot of women who are in that shoe.
And I just think that he pays it no mind. I mean, he loves his wife and his family.
Right, he's supposed to pay it no mind.
He pays it no mind like these chicks. I know they're thirsty.
He's supposed to know what's real. Because it's not even about the chicks. It's not even about what goes on him, on his side. It's obvious that comes, you know, with him from the females to him as a superstar. You know, it comes to that. We don't know it for her to go that way. And then when they talk about it on the guy side, the guy's like, well, you know, I like your husband. You know, I'm not going to violate you like that. But, you know, that's just God saying. Niggas say, barbershop talk is pretty much what they say, you know, when guys kind of get real and kind of let their guard down and say what they really think.
No, but I think what she said is she's realized some of the consequences that of her saying it. Because
I think you're right. Because I think...
I'm sure...
She got to realize that situation is, like I just said, a uniquely crafted situation for her. And not everybody can relate, but you're going to get everybody that think they could tell her how to operate in it. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. that's where it get fucked up. That's why I was like, how can y'all tell her how to operate or how to handle this when y'all haven't even been in a situation like this? Mm-hmm. Y'all boyfriends is bum, loser niggas. Nobody trying to motherfucking follow him. And you probably right
in the shit. Ain't nobody trying to check for you.
And ain't nobody checking for you. For real, for real. Not out of respect for him, but you ain't checked up worthy. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But the internet was crazy, man. What else was going on out there, yo? So, Alabama voted to ban abortion. Wow.
So, they don't want to give anybody a choice.
Wow.
Or have a right.
Wow.
To make a decision based on... I thought that... Maybe I'm thinking outside of the box. Because let's talk about population.
Population?
Because you tell them they abandoned abortion, so that means... So you gotta have your baby in Alabama.
In Alabama, they're saying that... And I feel like you like, oh, wow, you're making a big deal. I've saw people that say, well, this is just one state. If this one state passes, it causes precedence for other states who share those same values to try to run those same things. So you think it's just going to be Alabama? No, very soon.
No, because they're going to try to run it on a Christian ticket. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Where
it's a conservative line. It's a conservative topic. You're right.
And so... I think Alabama and what's that?
But I think
and Utah. But that might be the next one.
But I think I think this is traditional conservatism. I think this is I said conservatism. I don't know if that's a word, but I think this is traditional conservative people when it comes to it. Because I even think even the new conservatives will even agree to the fact that if a woman is raped, gang raped. By a group of men, she shouldn't be now forced to have a child that she was no part, you know, and wanting. It was nothing agreed upon. Her right was taken away forcefully.
She would have to leave Alabama.
She would have to leave Alabama. Right. I mean, when you look at the simple of it, like, well, fuck it. Just leave Alabama and go to another state.
Or give it up for adoption. You have to... Go through the 9 months. They talk about that.
Oh, but who says, that's what I want to do as a woman who was just raped by her father or raped by her brother?
It's just another thing that they could control. Just like back in the day, that's where all the shit took place. You know, with racism and all that kind of stuff. Because these people want, these white people, because I'm sure it was a white person. Take control of a situation. It's all about control. And then you're taking away people's choice, like slavery. You're taking away their freedom of choice.
And like I said, I was about to say.
Now, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I love God. Do you love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. But I know that when a situation happens, and it's not always, you're not ready for it. You know? No, I mean, I may not abortion my baby. But at least give them the choice whether or not they want to keep it or get rid of it. And then my thing is it going to be the same for if you find out the baby got something wrong with it, and you have to terminate the pregnancy? You tell them no, they can't terminate the pregnancy? Something wrong with the baby. It's about choice. It's about your freedom to make a decision for your life, and not only the fetus's life. So, I don't know. This thing is good to talk about, but let's see if anybody else gonna follow suit on this decision that states, they have made.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like I've always had a, like, you know, when it came to pro-life, pro-choice, I can get both sides of the argument, being, you know, from Christian faith, understanding that life is a gift. And the child didn't ask to be here. Give the child a chance to, you know, fight, live, make a turnaround, anything. I get all of that also. But I also understand the situation, being in the situation of not wanting to put a child through hardships they don't have to go through if you're not prepared for it.
But is the government also willing to support those people? Plain and simple.
What do you mean?
My thing is, you got people out here having babies after babies that cannot take care of these kids.
I mean, they are. They do take care of them. That's where the welfare system comes in.
No, but the welfare system doesn't work sometimes. And you know this. And you know this.
I mean, you said where they're going to place them and stuff like that. That pretty much covers that. Welfare covers, you know, where he's gonna stay, give you food stamps. If your parent
doesn't work all the time.
It doesn't, because the person doesn't use it the right way. And, you know, sometimes the system is shit. Well, not even sometimes the system is shit, period. But, you know, I get all of the sides. I can totally have an understanding for both sides. But my side that I stand on is pro-choice. And I don't understand why, you know, even when you go, it goes pro-life, pro-choice. It's not pro-death. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You think it seems like it's pro-life or pro-death. No, it's pro-choice. Meaning, even if you got girls who've gone through those circumstances that may have been raped or may have had a traumatic situation where now they are pregnant and chose to keep the baby. You know what I'm saying? And raise the child and everything like that, regardless of the circumstance of how the child got here. You know what I'm saying? You have women who do that. So I don't understand why people tend to just bash, like, when you say pro-choice, they're automatically assuming it's pro-death. I feel like pro-choice just says, well, let me have a dialogue. Let me have an option in case I choose not to. In case I realize that this is not the right time or the right situation for the child and for me. You know what I'm saying? Let me at least have a ability to think about it. And that's why I disagree. You're taking away the person's ability to at least think about it. You're just making me do this. And when we are in America, where you are in a place of opportunity and freedom and all this other stuff, that just feels like it just totally goes against all of that. And it's just corny. And I just see how America's going. And, you know, we could blame Trump and all of this. This stuff has been...
Make America great again.
You know what I'm saying? We can blame Trump all you want. This stuff has been going along. He just been going around and quiet for a while. Only thing you can probably blame Trump was, he gave these motherfuckers energy to decide to, you know, shoot their shot. Before they wasn't shooting their shot. They wasn't shooting their shot in public. They was doing it on the low and quiet. Now these motherfuckers got real heart and they willing to, you know, be more for, you know, out in the public with this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, I'm not going to get on this blog. You know, I'm not no preacher. I'm not no motherfucking political anything. But niggas got to get out here and fucking vote. Can't expect motherfucking shit to change if you motherfuckers ain't doing shit to change it. And voting is absolutely one of the best things to do to change the situation. You know what I'm saying? So y'all niggas need to definitely get out here and see, you know, who's going to be running. You know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely need to see who's going to be running out here. Yeah. So, what's up with these motherfucking niggas? And, yo, Snapchat been doing a lot lately. Snapchat has been wildin'. Do you see all these motherfucking filters, niggas, that they've been putting out? The one filter where they got the, you could turn your face into a female, or you could turn your female face into a man face. Yo, y'all niggas need to stop that shit. Y'all niggas is really showing y'all rainbow colors more and more out here. You know what I'm saying? Niggas out here, it's for jokes, it's for job. No, nigga. Y'all niggas is out here trying to look like bad bitches, man. Y'all niggas need to stop, bro. Niggas out here, you know what I mean? At first it was funny, it was a little joke. But now, y'all niggas always take one thing and go too far. Do I have a picture of that? Hell no. I ain't one of you niggas out here trying to look like no motherfucking female. Y'all niggas out here putting motherfucking... First it was the dog filter with the tongue. Niggas was licking their tongue. And then it was the other shit. We opened your mouth and the fucking rainbow came out your mouth. Then it's the shit with the big eyes and all this other shit. Like, y'all niggas be out here trying to be city girls. Word. Y'all niggas is nasty out here. Y'all niggas are trying to be...
I mean, it's one thing for the girls to be doing it, but so these so-called hardcore guys up here doing that filter.
That niggas is nasty, bro. Y'all niggas cut that shit out.
I even saw one of the rappers do it.
It was a little child to be a female, man. Y'all niggas, nah, man. Leave that shit to your mamas and your girl, man. Y'all niggas need to cut that shit out. Y'all niggas really be tripping. For real, man. I seen that shit the other day. I'm like, yo, man. The fuck? Oh, it's for jokes, nigga. Nah, nigga. Ain't no joke, nigga. Bitches is laughing at you. They not laughing with you, bro.
My lashes.
Niggas is tripping. Yo. Real quick, though. Let me ask you a question. Are men more interesting than women?
Is that the question that we're putting out there right now?
That's the question that I'm putting out there right now. Are men more interesting than women?
Do they have to be?
I feel like they do. I feel like guys have to be more interesting than women when it comes to courting and, you know, things of that nature.
So you don't think that women have to be?
I feel like... Eventually, but the things that guys look for in women opposed to the things that girls look for men, guys have to have more cards in their hand. Like, you have to have a sense of humor. You have to be witty. You have to be charming. You know, you have to... what else? You have to be... you know what I'm saying?
And women are not supposed to be those things. I felt like when it comes down to dating or courting or stuff like that, that you, I think both will have to, they try to be interested, because you don't know what a person, excuse me, people with eyelashes. You don't want to be a person who is not interesting. You feel like guys should be more interesting.
I feel like we should be equal. Right, that's what I'm saying earlier. I was like, before the show, I'm not saying that girls have to be not. I'm not saying girls have zero, be interesting at all. Zero, like at all.
If you want to be serious with a person,
I'm saying that
expect that the girl is interesting.
I'm not saying that girls have to be, you know, not be interesting at all. Or you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that like that. I'm saying that guys have to, when it comes to, we have to be more interesting. Like, we have to have more things to win you guys over to, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what if you ain't got that to win nobody over?
Then you ain't getting
shit. What's your personality?
You ain't getting shit. That personality, shit you got. Right. That's what I'm talking about. So if that's what you got, you have to have more in your cards, more in your deck. You know what I'm saying? Ask a girl, you know what I'm saying? If she ain't got shit like that, yeah, guys, you know, we all want a girl. Like, guys more are willing to deal with girls. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's gonna last though. If she ain't interested,
no, she doesn't. All right, so this is my example because I think I'm sounding crazy on the part. I'm not saying that, like for example, the sense of humor thing. You can have a sense of humor, but you ain't gotta be funny. Like you can have a sense of humor, but I'm not expecting you to be funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I expect you to be Steve Harvey or Cat Williams or nothing like that. But I have a sense of humor. Know how to take a joke.
Those are the choices you had, for example, of funny. Go ahead.
Don't mess up this wave. But.
Go ahead.
You can have a sense of humor, but you don't have to be funny. As opposed to, I feel like a guy has to have a sense of humor. And on top of that, I got to know how to make you laugh. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I mean. Like, on top of having a sense of humor, I got to be able to make you laugh. On top of being witty, I got to be able to hold a conversation. And, you know what I'm saying? I got to be able to do stuff like that. Like, where at first,
yeah. You don't think that women think like that, too? Like, on top of being beautiful, I gotta be and smart. On top of that, I gotta be witty. I gotta be someone who's interesting. I gotta be able to hold a conversation. You don't think that women think about stuff like that too?
So I feel like, yeah, y'all have to be able to hold a conversation, but I don't think y'all think it's a consideration of being able to hold a conversation with a man. As opposed to a guy, we think, especially guys, we have to know how to have a conversation with you as a woman. So we got to start learning a little bit about things that y'all like and things. That's where all the stuff, love hip hop, all the stuff like that comes into play. You know what I'm saying? I've used that as an example, but I feel like guys have to start to learn things about y'all to let y'all know that I'm interested in y'all and I'm interested in, you know, learning about y'all because, look, I brought this to the table. I know this. As opposed to girls, you'll get it all the time. Guys be simple as shit. I like football. I don't watch football. Immediately, that's a portion of a conversation that we can't have. You know what I'm saying? Or I like action movies and shit like that. Well, I don't like action movies and stuff. I like romantic comedies and shit like that. So, you know, yeah, y'all like movies, but you like this, I like that. Immediately, it's like, all right, well, we hit a barrier as far as how far we can go.
I don't think so that's as a barrier. Guy,
I mean, it's not a barrier, but it's something where I feel like a guy will be like, well, let me, you know, not saying that he's going to research and fucking movies, but
that's part of getting to know a person, period. You know, I think it's good to have differences in the relationship. Yes, it's good to be compatible and like the same things, but it's also good to be different because, first of all, because I like you, I'm going to try something that you like. because I like you, I'll sit here and watch football even though I wouldn't watch football. So it's good to have those differences. You'll even watch a romantic comedy because I like it. Even though you don't like it.
Right, you're right.
So sometimes having those differences are good in a relationship because it'll keep it somewhat excited. Or you can tell how much a person really care about you when you have those differences. Because, like, turn the TV off. I don't want to watch football. Why are you always watching football all the time? No. Allow a man and a woman to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, they can appreciate you more for doing that than you constantly arguing and fighting and all that other kind of stuff. Oh, it didn't work out because we had so many differences. No, you didn't give that person a chance to be able to like what you like or to be able to consider it. Like, oh, I gave it a try, but I don't think I would do it again.
So that could lead me into my other question also, which is, how much do you have to have in common with the person you're dating or your spouse? Should you everything be in common? Should y'all be fucking identical? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that'll get boring really fast. And I'm being blunt. If you have everything in common, the same thing in common, I think that it gets boring after a while.
I feel like initially it's fun and it's cute to find out that y'all like the same thing.
How much cute do you want in a relationship?
Well, how much cute do you want? Right. Like, at first, it's cute. Like, oh, where'd you like this movie? Oh, I like this movie, too. Oh, where I seen that? I seen this. Oh, I did that. You did that? I did that. You know, all of that shit be cute in the first to see that. If it makes you feel like your compatibilities are met. It's making sense. You're picking this person that's making sense because you like this, they like that, and all of that stuff. But I feel like you should have things in common to a point, but I want a person who's an individual. And you may not like things that I like, and I may try to show you those things or put you one of those things to see if you may like them, and you may experience them, try it, and be like, nah, I'm good. I appreciate a person as an individual to be like, nah, I'm good. I like this. I like, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and there. Sometimes I feel like when you have too much in common, you close off the abilities to learn new.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because y'all all like to uncommon, so there's nothing new that you guys will do because everything you guys already like, you know what I'm saying, all the same.
Like, I feel like if you like the same thing and you were like, oh, man, I just felt like there's nothing to it after a while.
Right.
Because it just seems like you already know what it is. You know, I think you want to keep the relationship excited because if you know everything, like if you go to the same movie, because you're going to want to just do it the same thing over and over again because I know that you like it.
You see, but though, it's not, so let me not do this though, so. It's nothing wrong with liking the same stuff. And actually,
no, it's not.
And it actually is not wrong with once you guys sync with each other to know your likes and dislikes. It makes sense.
I know for us, we have a passion for food.
You know what I'm saying? So like, it makes sense.
So it makes sense to for us to have that's something that we go to for enjoyment.
All a relationship is, or all a marriage is somebody that you can do the things you like to do, the same things that you like to do over and over again. And you like that person enough to continue to want to do the same things over and over again. Because, yeah, you can go different places, but at the end of the day, it's still a vacation. You know what I'm saying? You can go to different restaurants, but at the end of the day, you're still eating. You can go to a different movie, but you're still watching a movie. You know what I mean? You at the end of the day, yeah, it could be a variety of things. You could travel, but all you're going is through in another state, stay in another hotel. At the end of the day, if you look at it like that, you know what I'm saying? When you look at it, at the end of the day, all that stuff still is a form of a repetition after a while. I'm just comfortable enough. I like you enough. I am comfortable with you enough to want to do this with you for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you do want to eventually find somebody that you like enough to experience things that you like together, but also be individuals to say that you can like certain things or are learning about other things that you like that may be different from my things that I like, but you can put me onto that and now I can have another experience doing something else. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely feel like you don't have to have everything in common. I feel like it's cute for certain things. You should have most of the base things in common with each other. You should have the base things in common, you know what I'm saying, with each other to further the initial stances of the relationship. But when I'm talking about things in common, it's like, you know, you like, you know, you like Prince, I like Prince. You like this, you like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about that, you know, when you start getting into the nuances of things, people start feeling like after a while, if I start, we start differencing in our things, you know, that we like, we start having too many differences in things that we like, people will start thinking that that's a sign of incompatibility. You know, that can be an adventure for you. For you to open up your palate to different things. Right. You know what I'm saying? I think that's dope. So, do you talk to your friends about your sex life when you're in a relationship?
Do you?
How you answer a question with a question, bro?
I think sometimes when you with your best friend, I think men and women are different when it comes to that, because I think women are more open to talking to their best friend about their relationship than men talk about.
Niggas will talk about they side bitches and all the other shit with other females that they do, and will never talk about the sexual encounters with their main chick. That's just a level of conversation. Even with our closest friends that we just are not having. I'm not talking about, even if it's like, say if it's a problem, say if you rock my world or whatever like that the night before.
You just not going to be going to...
I'm not jumping. Word. But say if I'm a cheating nigga and I got a side bitch. I met a bitch at the club and that bitch rocked my world. In the morning, I'm telling my niggas that shit in a heartbeat. Yo, son. Yo, that bitch from last night, nigga. Oh, nigga. Ooh, nigga, she sucked my balls. She came in my face, nigga. I came in her face, nigga. Oh, shit, nigga. She was squirting everywhere. Oh, I'm crazy. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Niggas do that shit easy. You and your girl can have that same type of night. Nigga could come right the next day, see his nigga, yo, what happened last night, nigga? Oh, nigga, be chill, nigga. You know what I mean? We felt bad. Niggas is not telling they shorty situation. They ain't telling they main, they niggas about what's sexually going on. If it's a problem, especially, first of all, niggas is not talking openly about their sexual problems, period. You know what I'm saying?
I think that women especially are open to talking about it. I mean, it's just that, you know, but I think it's certain people. It's not everybody that you would talk about it with. If it's like your best friend or your sister, but you gotta be careful about those things too. No tea, no shade.
Oh Lord, this is baking tea. It's
said no tea, no shade.
Nigga, it's tea here. So what you talking about? We got tea. Nigga,
so, I mean, but you got to be careful with who you talk about those things with. Because, oh yeah, he did what? Oh shit. Oh, okay. Oh. That's, you know, somebody's hitting you up in your DM. You know what I'm saying? So, what you talk about your, what was you? You come home you gotta check your friend because she was talking about my dick and wanted me to put it in her mouth. Was you talking about my relationship?
Wow. That's crazy.
So you gotta be careful with that. You gotta be careful who you talk to about those things.
But that's why I asked that question. That's why I asked that question. Because of those said rumors or those said things that I hear on the female side that tends to happen when girls talk about their sex life with their friends, that, you know, if you don't know that friend like that, you know, what tends to happen is that girl may take that and want a motherfucking experience for herself.
Big.
Right, want to experience that shit themselves on some, you know, bullshit. But, you know, that's why I'm asking, like, with that, do y'all, because of the that legend of girls tend, you know, when you talk about your sex life with your female friends, you open it up, your female friend, and possibly, you know, because of those said type of storylines, do you expose that? Do you risk that with your best friends? Do you, you know what I mean?
Me personally, I don't talk about it too much. I don't go into like great details of escapades. Cause I feel like that it's just TMI. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want to hear. Like,
so the girls do the same thing that guys do. Y'all won't talk about y'all niggas that y'all main nigga, but y'all single shit and y'all dating, if y'all hook up with a nigga, y'all talk about that shit.
Most likely, my child, it was small.
Y'all do that shit in a heartbeat when y'all just dating a nigga and fucking. But as soon as y'all become a relationship, all them stories.
No, because now you actually protective of what's yours.
Okay.
I can dig that. Because you don't want too much information. You don't want them to know what's going on in your home too much. So you protective of what you know is yours.
But then that opens up my other statement about, you know, say if it's not a conversation of praise, but it's a conversation of, you know, wow, I like this nigga, but shit, this nigga can't last 2 seconds, 3 seconds, or fuck, bitch, I'm fucking this nigga and my pussy been dry as the fucking desert. The fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Well, then again, like, that's an issue then, rather than talking about, it's like,
or
girl, I was trying.
Or I can't take no, like this nigga shit is ridiculous. I can't take this shit. I can't take this nigga shit. You know what I mean? Like,
did they discuss it about an issue that she has?
Hmm?
Not on you, it was on her. So she's discussing with her best friend or her friend an issue.
But that's still
having
a sexual topic about.
Yeah, but
say if it is the topic of, well, my nigga's too big. You know what I mean? Like, I can't take this shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's just stop fucking with this nigga. This nigga dick mad big. I can't take it. Like, that's a conversation that... Are you going to have that conversation with your best friend?
I probably would. Because it's like, I like the dude, but I can't take his dick. What am I supposed to do, girl? like... It's an issue that she's having.
But you just said, you gotta remember what you say, because you just said, I'll say it, but in like a minute or two ago, you were like, oh, you're gonna watch you tell that shit to. That's one of those situations. That's why, you know, that's one of those situations. Like, oh, word, you tell her. Especially if y'all just dating, y'all not in no relationship, you just dating, but, you know, fuck this nigga 3-4 times, and that nigga done killed you 3-4 times. Now you need, listen, I need some help. Fuck, I need to talk to somebody. Like,
I need to talk to somebody about what's going on here.
You're going to talk to somebody?
But you're going to talk to somebody that you know that you can trust. You can't, as I say, you just can't talk to any and everybody about your situation.
You're
going
to talk to somebody that ain't got no experience and she ain't going to be able to tell you nothing better than what you know. You got to talk to a hoe. You got to talk to a bitch.
But girl, just
right.
Take it. Go to the hospital later.
You got to talk to a hoe to tell you how to. You're going to talk to a bitch that don't know nothing about what you're going through. She going to be like, well, just, I don't know. Get some jelly.
I don't know.
It's crazy. Hood bitch going to tell you, drink some Henny, bitch. Get drunk. You forget about that shit in the morning.
Worry about it the next day.
Worry about it tomorrow.
Get it down.
Get it right now. Worry about that shit tomorrow. You got all day tomorrow to worry about that shit.
You got all day to heal tomorrow.
Talk to a hoe. But a nigga is not. A nigga is not. They're not. We're not. We're not. We're not talking about any sexual imperfections, inconsistencies, anything. We're not talking about nothing. Nothing. All of our stories are stories of glory. All niggas' sex tales of glory or some bugged out shit happened. Niggas is all. That's nigga, how all the niggas' stories end up being. Yo, nigga, I was fucking this bitch, nigga, da 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 da, blah blah blah. And boom, my kids came in, or boom, my baby father came in, or nigga, I was fucking this bitch, boom, my baby mama came in, or my mama came in. Niggas always got a story that is a story. Niggas' sex stories end up either being a funny one or ones of glory. Niggas never tell, yeah, man, bitch pussy was so good, nigga. I got two pumps in there and I was out of there. Only time they tell stories like that is when they're a hoe and they fucking on some jump off shit. They on some.
Have you ever done that? Talk what? About your sexual stuff with your friends?
When I was single, yeah. When I was single, and I wasn't even a, we wasn't even, again, it was more of a honest moment. More, it was more stories of glory, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, nigga, you got that shit in last night, nigga, yeah! You know what I'm saying? It was more stories of glory like, than anything else. And again, I'm being real, most like most niggas, we ain't called to talk to our niggas about a time niggas niggas didn't, shit didn't happen, you know what I mean? Niggas ain't calling their niggas and talking about that shit.
No, I dumped a person because of their lies when they told their people that we did something we never did.
Oh, don't, I mean, that's lying on your dick. That's different than, that's different. That's different. That's lying on your dick. That's corny shit. You that's corny shit. You niggas too grown to have to lie on some pussy that you ain't get. Nigga, fuck out of here. Mm-mm. But we talking about going to our niggas is just talking about anything concerning our girl. Our girl, we're not talking about what happened in our bedroom. About our girl. We'll talk about the side bitch or we'll talk about the random chick that we fucked. You know what I'm saying? Before we talk about the girl we fuck every day. We not doing that.
Every day?
Some guys are fortunate to have that luxury. The other guys aren't. They're fortunate. Stupid. Yo. So, wait. So since we on these good relationship topics, let me throw another one at you. What do you think about privacy in a relationship?
What do you mean by privacy?
Privacy when it comes to people's shit, privacy. What do you think about privacy in a relationship? Is it important to you?
Because privacy can be y'all privacy and keeping everybody else out, or like, no, privacy, no. Like, stuff that you may not want your partner to know about.
It's not about anything to know about. It's
or you feel like, you know, for example, it's my phone, it was in my phone.
All right, so yeah, let's just get to what the only thing is pretty much is devices, phones, computers, laptops, things of that nature. That's pretty much what this topic is about. What do you think about privacy? What do you think about privacy in a relationship? Is it something? Does it help? Does it hurt? You know what I'm saying? Is it a good or a bad thing? You know what I'm saying? What is your take on privacy in a relationship with regards to devices?
My thing is, if you go looking for something or whatever, you might find something. So don't go looking for anything that you think that might hurt you. And I feel like, I mean, I don't have anything to hide. I can only speak for myself. I don't have anything to hide. And so, privacy, I mean, I don't care. I'm not going to fight, argue over my phone with you. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be like, it's my phone, so give me my phone. I don't care because I don't have anything to hide. I ain't gotta lift my phone up and I ain't gotta do none of this because I don't want nobody to see. I ain't gotta do none of that. If I'm texting somebody, you pretty much know who I'm texting. The phone is right there so you can see it. So, I mean, it's to each your own. If you feel like you need to be private because you feel it's your device and you need to, I don't care. But if you feel like, because my thing is it privacy or are you hiding? That's the thing. Are you hiding or is it privacy? If you don't want me to look up what's in your phone, I'm not checking for it. Because I've been there, done that in relationships. Whereas, you know what I'm saying, a whole lot of shit went down on your devices. But if you love me enough, you wouldn't do anything to hurt me. So privacy is whatever. Yeah. And my thing is, because I've been through a lot in relationships, I said that I'm not your average woman. Because I'm not looking for anything. I don't want no issues. And I'm going to believe you when you tell me that you love me. And that you ain't going to do anything to hurt me. It's about trust.
I respect that.
I mean, privacy. People got passwords on their phone. You pretty much know my password. Like, so how much privacy you think a person is getting where you can pick up a phone anytime and just go through it? It's how much privacy do I have? And I have a password on my phone. Mm. And you know it. People could go and argue, oh, give me your password. No, I'm not giving you a password. Why? Why you want to know? Why you want to hold my phone? Why? So that's where the trust come in at. Mm. And now I trust you. No, here it is. Look at my phone. Mm-hmm. You can look through everything you want to. It's about trust. As I say, like, yeah, I have password for other people, but I don't care. My man can have my password. I don't care.
All right. Well, for me, I am pro-privacy. While me personally, I don't care enough to want to look through my girl's phone, and I put a over amount of don't give a fuck into that particular area because it's just me. I'm just I just kind of, honestly, I'm more of a, I'm going to do to you what I want done to me. Wow, my girl has the password that is on my phone, then she can operate and run through my phone with no problem. I do still feel like it's a privacy thing for me. That's just me personally. Of things that I've gone through before, it's something that obviously that will be worked on, to be worked out. But I have been in situations where good was being, was turned evil spoken of from people who had access to my phone, who I was with, who broke into my phone, you know what I'm saying, and did things and stuff like that. I've come, you know, my experiences from that was, you know what? That's yours. I'm not touching yours. This is mine. Don't touch mine. And I felt like that was just a way to just keep the peace. If you're doing something, you're doing something. If you don't, you don't. I came from a toxic relationship prior to the relationship that I'm in. And there was a lot of toxic habits that were in that relationship that I did. I'm doing all in my power to make sure that I don't transfer that here to the relationship that I'm in now. And one of the things that was one of those topics was privacy, devices, things of that nature. So for me, in the time in the previous relationship, I didn't give anything. You didn't get any type of information in regards to accessing this device of mine. So for me, my step was to go my girl into myself that I'm breaking that toxic behavior. I gave her my password to this phone. And while my girl respects my phone and she doesn't go through it, she doesn't do anything like that, she has access to my phone if she wants to. And I am very transparent. So if there's something that she wants to know, I'll tell her. So for me, I'm pro-privacy. I don't think, I do see how people can say that it may feel like you're hiding if you're so adamant about privacy, but I could also say that when you've experienced somebody doing things like that in your phone, you know, just doing random dumb things on your phone because they're insecure, they, you know what I'm saying, they're doing things, you know, things like that, talking to random, any old thing, you know, just doing malicious shit to your stuff, you know, to people, your contacts, things like that. You know, I can't get mad at a person that experienced that. They were like, nah, you know what? This is me. I can't fault them for that. And I feel like I kind of came from something like that. Not probably as extreme, but something to that effect. And while in my new relationship, I don't want to travel with those same things, it's a process. So, you know, you should be able to, you know, like my girl said, I would like to be where she, you know, and again, get it clear, I have nothing to hide. Let's get that 100% clear. But the freedom that my girl says, or how she talks about her ability to just hear without, you know, just that freedom. Because, you know, I don't know if that's happened to her before, of people breaking into her stuff or things like that, or just doing malicious behaviors like that, you know, from your device or something like that. For her to, you know, probably feel reserved like I feel reserved. But
my thing is, I just feel like you don't go searching for anything. You might find something that you may not like, and to, that's where it causes issues in your relationship.
And I feel like with that statement right there, if you're already in a mindset that you're gonna find something, anything is gonna be something.
Still, it's gonna cause an issue in your relationship. Because why are you looking at the first anything. Place?
The moment if you're already in your mind that person is doing something, or you already, you know, have that, you know, thought process going on, anything that you can find, the smallest of nothings, you'll explode into something. And, you know what I'm saying? And you'll be like, damn.
No, because if you feel like you can't leave your phone in the room with your mate and thinking that they might go through it, you know what I'm saying? It's like you already feel like that's that you don't have any trust.
Bro, that shit happened to me so many times. I used to go to go in the shower or whatever like that. And
I think the only time that you know that I take my phone in the bathroom because if I gotta go make and I need something to watch while I'm on it.
You want to be on that motherfucker. You about to go You take your phone in there to watch movies.
Watch movies.
And make business decisions.
For a long time. You know what I'm saying?
But I was in, you know, in my previous relationship, I would go up in the shower or whatever like that. And I would literally have to time my shower. Or whatever, like, I would time my shower. Just random times getting in and out the shower, just so you would never, that my ex would never know when I was getting out. So she could be doing whatever, but trust and believe, like, I used to be, you know what I'm saying, anything she could find to say that I'm trying to do something. I wasn't doing anything. But anything that she could find, she was like, what's
no,
this?
No, I think because of both of y'all had y'all cheated issues, that was just set in stone.
It was just, right, she was, and she was so just now, a triggered individual, so anything was triggering her.
So, because both of y'all did something it wasn't supposed to be doing, now she was just like, let me see what this nigga doing. Oh, so you all like Betty's picture.
That was petty. That was petty. But, yeah, man, I don't know. That privacy shit is definitely something important.
I mean, if you feel like, as I say, like, if you feel like you need to, you want to be private, fine.
I feel like, all right, so the question is, do you think it's okay in a relationship? I think that it's okay. If you have nothing to hide, no problem with having a password on your phone. I don't care about that shit.
Well, like I said, I can't
and I'm not looking. And I'm not looking to go and be all in your phone. Period. Anyway, that's me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you shouldn't be all up in
because you're out of your privacy. You're not gonna look into my phone because you don't want to be done to you. That's the thing. Like, oh, so you look into my phone? Oh, so let me give me your phone. Let me look through yours.
Listen. This is a privacy. I can say like this. You could, these things could be considered like a diary. You know what I'm saying? And in a relationship, especially a long relationship, you may have moments that you may want to curse me out. You may not be feeling me one day. And you may want to go to your notes and curse me out. But here I go. Here you go. Now I'm going, look, you ain't cheating, but you done cursed me out and talked about me as a, like a dog on...
To yourself.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Privacy. Mind your business. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how I be with everything. Just mind my business. I'm just mind my business. I ain't worried about your phone. Shouldn't worry about mine. If you're cheating, I'm going to find out. Everybody always do. I'm going to find out. If you are... Then, hey, good for you.
You said, hey, good for you.
Anyway. Gonna,
How can you say, hey, good for you? If you cheated, you'll find out, hey, good for you.
Hey, good for you. Because you know what? Thank you for, you know, freeing me up. Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for me, you know, for doing that. So now I know the moves I can make now. Because nothing's worse than walking in the dark and bumping when all along there was a light switch somewhere. Thank you for finally turning the light switch. I don't got to keep bumping my motherfucking head. Thank you. Now I can see where the door is. See ya. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, or I can be like, you know, now at least I know where the door is. So when I'm ready to walk out this dark room, I can walk out. At least I know where the door is. It's 50 paces to the left. You know what I'm saying? So... That's why I say good for you. Thank you. Thank you. Good for you. I hope you, you know, I hope that decision was worth it. I hope, you know, hope for the best. Wish you the best. Wish you the best. Wish you the best. But we're going to wrap this up. But before we go, today... We lost my brother, John. Shout out to John, my brother from Chicago, man. Lost his grandmother today. I want to, you know, send my condolences to the Hillary family. John, you my brother. I love you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I definitely, you know, know what you're going through. You know, y'all know my grandma passed earlier, and yeah, so, you know, I definitely know what it's like to lose, you know, your OG, and I, you know, just want to let you know, bro,
yeah,
you know.
Same.
You know, whatever you need, bro, you held me down, so you already know, bro, I got you, you know what I'm saying? So, I just want to end the note, you know, salute to a queen. May she rest in heaven.
Yes.
Rest in peace. And
we'll definitely be praying for you guys.
Definitely be praying for you. So we're just going to wrap this up. Give a moment of silence to my bro, his grandmother, his family. This is Bacon Tea, episode 10. Thank y'all for checking us out. We'll be back.
Peace and blessings.
What joy!